Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Hour number three begins. It is 8:07. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. We're trying to get in touch with Congresswoman Kat Kamik. It's not her fault. She's tried to call in and six times, she said. She just texted me, and daggone it. Trying to clear the, I mean, there's the line should be open. I don't know what the issue is. I apologize, Kat, if you're listening. I don't know what to do. I don't have my right-hand man, Greg, here. So, all right, try it one more to give me one more shot, and then we'll see if we can't get through. Shoot, I could dial her number out. Here it is. I could dial that number out. I'm going to try. All right. Patience. Yeah. Was there any questions whether this was live radio or not? Those questions have been answered now. It absolutely is live radio. All right. We'll talk about some other things until we can maybe get in touch. All right? No. Just... All right. Trump blasts weakened Schumer as Democrats again block GOP effort to reopen government. That's one of the things that, you know, I was going to ask Kat about is this, you know, this process. Because it's 15 days now, the government's been shut down. Chucky Schumer and company don't want to play. The continuing resolution, how long does that last for? I think that in November. It's almost like, basically it is. They're going to have to start over. This whole thing could happen all over again, to my understanding. That's why I was going to ask for some clarification on that. Oh, wait. I think we have some luck here. And Congresswoman Kat Kamik, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you for never giving up. You are very persistent, and that's why we love you. And I know you've got people that help you. Well, you know, Greg is my right-hand man, so...
Oh, man, he left you unattended.
He did. It was very dangerous to leave me to my own devices, but apparently, you know, the boss thought it was okay. So here we are. But thanks so much for calling in. Hey, I want to get to this continuing resolution that the Republicans, you guys, you know, in the House, you're ready to go. You signed off on it. It's all good. The Senate and Chucky Schumer, they're the big roadblock. I just want to ask you this. If it does end and they open up the government again, isn't there a problem again coming up already in November?
Yeah, that's kind of I don't want to say silliness of it all, because it is very serious. You have people today, the 15th, that won't be receiving a paycheck as a result of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries' game. And they call it a game. You know, they refer to it as such. And I think it's so disrespectful. But, yeah, this whole thing was... On September 19th, the House passed a continuing resolution, a CR, that kept government spending flat. No one particularly likes CRs, but in a situation where it's spend more money or spend the same amount of money, I'm always going to take the option that spends less or the least amount, right? And that was with the intent of in 7 weeks, we would have the opportunity to finish voting and passing all of the appropriation bills. Well, here we are. Now, weeks have been burned, and we're going to be right back in this same spot come mid-November. And it's just it's really, really frustrating because you see in their actions, but also in their words, that for the left, this is a big game. It's all politics. I heard pundits say, I can't believe that the president is paying the troops. It lessens his leverage in negotiations. To which I say, because the president doesn't see the troops as political pawns.
Right.
I mean, it's just absurd and absolutely insulting. And then on top of it, yesterday, the Democrats came out and said, we're going to sue President Trump for paying the troops. To which I say, bring it on. Oh. At this point, oh, go for it.
I guess they don't realize, and it's not our job to tell them, but they're wrong on every single issue as it comes down the pike. They can fumble the ball, and wow, that is that's obviously very clearly what they've done there. So what do you see in terms of the next week or two maybe coming together? I mean, how does this thing end?
So I spoke with Speaker Johnson yesterday, and he said the discussions between himself and Hakeem, the Democrats are waiting right now for the No Kings rally in Washington, D.C., which will be taking place this Saturday, the 18th, which we are calling the Left Hates America rally. That is what they originally had said. They were going to wait until that rally to show the left, to show their base, how strong that they were standing, and then they were going to cave and reopen the government.
Well, that
now we're hearing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, now we're hearing that they're going to wait until November 1st or beyond, because that's when open enrollment for Obamacare starts. And so that is one of the things that I just find absolutely mind-blowing, that they really don't understand how they are hurting our troops, how they're hurting our Homeland Security employees. I mean, it's not fun to go without a paycheck for anybody, but particularly when you're in essential services, that is something that is just so mind blowing to me. But yeah, this is going to be a mess for a while, it looks like.
Yeah, and it's a distraction because, you know, everybody should be focused, and there has been some focus on what will be history in the making. And President Trump and peace in the Middle East, what are your thoughts on that?
Incredible. I mean, I have said repeatedly that every American, whether you're Republican or Democrat, should take stock of this moment and be exceptionally proud of their president. And again, disappointing. You see Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren and others who absolutely applaud the peace in Middle East deal, the release of the hostages, but just can't bring themselves to even mention or credit President Trump. I think that this is something that everyone should look at and say, you know, this has been talked about for decades and decades and decades, and oh my gosh, it actually happened. If you can't bring yourself to say, you know what, President Trump, you did a great job on this, then you've lost the plot. You've absolutely lost the plot, and that requires, I think, some serious self-reflection for people who can't bring themselves to acknowledge the significance of what he did. I do think that this will hopefully snowball into many other major successes and moves around the globe, but incredible. And can you imagine the family members and how they're feeling knowing that they finally have their loved ones home? I mean, after 2 years, I get emotional thinking about it and seeing all the photos of the families being reunited. It was just absolutely incredible. Job well done, President Trump.
Absolutely. And it also cracks me up that somebody like Antony Blinken or Joe Biden trying to glom onto some sort of credit for this thing. Are they insane or what?
Well, I couldn't figure out if that was Joe Biden's auto pen who authored that tweet. But it was such a long, winding, twisted way of trying to justify why he couldn't do it, but really during the time that he was in office, and really he deserves credit. I mean, honestly, in a moment like that of such significance, it really does blow my mind that he just couldn't say, job well done. I mean, that would have been far more gracious and showing humility and class. He would have been far better doing that than what he did. But, you know, we've come to expect nothing more, nothing less, honestly, than what the reactions from the left have been. And that's a really sad state of affairs, because I want us to get back to the place of where we were Americans first, and that's what we're fighting for. But when you have Trump derangement syndrome to the extent that so many people do, you really need to take a step back and go touch grass and reflect on your mental state, truthfully.
Well, if Trump starts promoting oxygen, there'll be a lot of Democrats that'll suffocate, I guess.
Pretty much. That's where we're at.
Oh, we always appreciate it, and we hope good things are coming along, and we know you've got your happy family, and everybody stay safe and healthy. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, thanks again for coming on.
Appreciate you, my friend. Good luck running those boards today.
Yeah. All right. The effort was worth it. Coming up, Texas National Guard members removed from Illinois deployment, failing mission requirements. What's that all about? I'll tell you next on The Bob Rose Show. It's 8:17, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Alec Baldwin ran into a little bit of a roadblock. Yeah, it's called a tree. And I talked about this yesterday. He was in there with one of his brothers, and this is in the Hamptons. And, yeah, he took his wife's Land Rover and smashed it right into a tree. He said that a garbage truck cut him off. The video doesn't show a garbage truck, at least not the part I've seen, but... Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's fine. Not that we're overly concerned about him. All right. We've got other things going on. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:24. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a homecoming weekend at UF, taking on Mississippi State, 4:15 Saturday in the Swamp. But on Friday, you're going to have some road closures going on at noon or just before noon as the homecoming parade will go around 13th Street and University in that area. So be prepared for that if you have business to do downtown. And just remember, there's going to be more people on the roadways over the next few days. Many out-of-town visitors and alumni coming back for UF homecoming. Let's go Gators. It's also Biketoberfest officially kicks off tomorrow, mostly in the Daytona area, but you'll see increased motorcycle traffic probably in all areas, especially with the kind of gorgeous weather we've had. So look twice, and you may save a motorcyclist's life, and maybe mine. So I appreciate that. So deployed some Texas National Guard members to Illinois, but apparently they replaced seven National Guard members who were deployed to Illinois amid civil unrest, citing that the service members failed to meet mission requirements. And I was thinking, what did they do? Yeah, it was about 200 Texas National Guard troops were deployed to Illinois on October 7th. It was a 60-day mission to protect federal personnel and property during anti-immigration protests. During the pre-mission validation process, the Texas National Guard identified and replaced seven service members who did not meet the mission requirements. The affected guardsmen were returned to their home station. At first, they didn't specify. Well, they still really haven't been specific as to the removals. But the announcement comes right after a photo showing a group of service members arriving in Illinois went viral on social media, with critics speculating about their fitness. I did not see the photos. The Texas National Guard echoes Secretary of War Pete Hegseth's message to the force: our standards will be high, uncompromising, and clear, said a Texas National Guard spokesperson. U.S. service members were criticized for their weight on social media after a photo of their arrival in Illinois went viral. And you know, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, back in September, called for service members. Oh, and generals and admirals, too. Remember that? Called for service members in combat roles to meet the highest male standards for physical fitness. Now, department officials did not confirm if the folks in the photo were the same ones that were removed from the mission. Now, here's another wrinkle. A federal judge ruled just Saturday that the National Guard troops can stay in Illinois, but listen to this: they cannot patrol or protect federal property. Now, isn't that bizarre? If their only mission was just to protect federal property, why would a judge rule against that? You know, or say the only thing you can do is protect federal property. I mean, I could kind of understand that thought process, but to say, oh, you can be there, but you can't patrol or protect federal property. The decision followed a request from the Trump administration to lift a prior block on their deployment. The temporary restraining order keeps the troops in place pending further court arguments. Yeah, so that's what it'll be, you know, back and forth in the courts. And all President Trump wants to do is make it safe for ICE to be able to do their job. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's still on vacation. I could have used his help for sure earlier with the Kat Kamick interview, but we got it done. Never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, getting you pumped up on a happy hump day, Trump Day. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, and the government shutdown now hits day 15. It is 8:35, and an individual who owns multiple massage parlors in Marion County and who lied about a prior prostitution arrest when establishing those new businesses last year was just stripped of multiple massage licenses once again. Get it stripped. Yeah. Anyway, apparently, yeah, there's legit, you know, licensed massage therapists. And I think the vast majority of them do a fantastic job. And then there's that kind of the whole seedy other side of it. That's why, maybe the therapeutic massage might be better for the legit folks. Although I think most adults can kind of recognize the difference by now. I don't know. But the Florida Department of Health Board of Massage Therapy issued a final order revoking the license of Seacoast Spa and owner Zhao Hu Bo, I believe it is. Yeah. So this was, one was on Silver Springs in Ocala, one was on 441 in Bellevue, one was in Summerfield. Wow, three locations to serve you better. Yeah, when he got his license revoked and he was leaving, I guess to him, that was not a happy ending. Sorry, Greg's not here to reel me in. So left to my own devices, you can see what happens. But yeah, loses license. Not that they necessarily caught him or any of the individuals associated with the business doing anything wrong per se. They just, I guess they found out, I don't know, via a background check or whatever. And they said, oh, no, no, he has been in trouble for this before. And I guess as part of being granted those license, he answered, she answered. It's a female owner. She had never surrendered a license to practice any healthcare related profession in any state, jurisdiction, or territory. And that was a false statement. So the board deemed that the allegations set forth in the administrative complaint were approved and the license was revoked. She did not attend the hearing. Okay. So there you have it. I mean, the entrepreneurial spirit. I'm very supportive of that. Yeah, but when it crossed the boundaries into, you know, that kind of behavior, it's not a good thing. One of the reasons why it's not a good thing is you don't know if this person that is giving the massage is there really truly under their own will. And we've seen this. I mean, it's been going on for a very long time. And that's why that is unacceptable. On a much, much better note of a higher plane, President Trump paid tribute to Charlie Kirk with a Rose Garden celebration yesterday, which would have been Charlie's 32nd birthday. As his widow Erica revealed, he likely would have run for president someday. Trump, 79, called the assassinated conservative activist a martyr worthy to be honored with some of the most famous names in history. Charlie Kirk was a martyr for truth and for freedom, the president said. And from Socrates to St. Peter, from Abraham Lincoln to Martin Luther King, those who change history the most, and he really did, have always risked their lives for causes they were put on earth to defend. Trump added that the murdered Turning Point USA co-founder was looking down on us right now on a warm fall day in the nation's capital. We've watched legions of far-left radicals resort to desperate acts of violence and terror because they know their ideas and arguments are persuading no one. You know they're failing. You have the devil's ideology, and they're failing, and they know it, and they feel it, and they become violent. Tyler Robinson, 22, accused of murdering Kirk September 10th during a speaking event at Utah Valley University because he disagreed with the activist's political views. Disagreed. Trump told guests at the ceremony that he raced back from the Middle East to make the ceremony. Yep. And he said, I was going to call Erica and say, Erica, could you maybe move it to Friday? And but I didn't have the courage to call, he said. But you know why I didn't call? Because I heard today was Charlie's birthday. And I said, well, we're going to have to forget about some of those very big, very rich countries that expected me to be there. And he should have been turning 32 today, the president said. When I first met him, he was like 22. And I said, boy, he's awfully young. But I thought he was older than that. He was special. But instead, Charlie is attaining a far more important milestone. We're entering his name forever into the eternal roster of true American heroes. And, you know, very, very moving, of course. And his legacy will live on. And not only that, it will continue to grow. And I think that bodes very, very well for America's future. Very much so. And it also shows that, you know, when the left doesn't agree, just how nasty they can be. And I'm not talking about somewhat isolated violent act. I'm talking about, you know, if you didn't know anything about Charlie Kirk and you ask somebody and they're left of center, especially somebody who was an activist type, they'd tell you what a bad guy he was, what a hater he was. That, yeah, they would. I had it happen to me. And here we are, you know, a couple of weeks after the event had taken place. Actually, gosh, we're over a month, right? And I haven't seen anything with any level of accuracy that points to anything nasty that he has said. I mean, the whole idea of his success was being able to have a dialogue with people without, you know, losing his self-control and debating and, you know, with these ideas out in the open. And of course, and I mean, you know, you need to recognize too where I believe his inspiration comes from, you know, and that's the Lord. And he wanted to be remembered for his faith and his family. And he definitely was remembered for that yesterday in that emotional tribute, no doubt about it. Erica added that the Presidential Medal of Freedom itself is rooted in America's founding. The very existence of the Presidential Medal of Freedom reminds us that the national interest of the United States has always been freedom. Yep, absolutely. And I know she's going to be a great, great leader, and they'll continue to grow and expand their reach. I mean, it already has. In a big way. All right. It was pretty funny. Trump was making fun of ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Yeah, and he brought up the fact that Stephanopoulos had to pay him $16 million. Yeah, he had to pay him $16 million defamation type thing. And you know, that's not first and only lawsuit that the president has won against the media. So Stephanopoulos was nasty with J.D. Vance. In fact, he even cut the interview off. Stephanopoulos was all excited about the Tom Homan story. And the reason you might not be familiar with it, because it's a non-story. Yes, under the Biden administration, the FBI, posing as some kind of business folks, handed him a bag full of cash, $50,000 it's estimated or alleged. But Tom Homan, you know, they were claiming that, oh, yeah, he was doing that to get them government contracts. The only problem is Tom Homan didn't work for the government then. He had no way to give those contracts away. He wasn't in a position to do so. So the Justice Department closed the case a long time ago. It's not a story. And J.D. Vance even pointed it out to Stephanopoulos and said, look, yeah, we've got so many really big things going on, and you have a few minutes here you can spend with the vice president, but you want to go down this path and continuing trying to make something out of nothing. Now, again, we're not shocked by much these days, are we? It's 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show, and it is a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's homecoming weekend for the Gators. It's Biketoberfest starting tomorrow for bikers, and the weather is cooperating. It's going to be an awesome day, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Oh, yeah. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day. It's going to be a gorgeous day. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. 8:51 right now. And we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, defends this candidate, Zohran Mamdani, as reasonable. Yeah, he's reasonable. No, he's not. He's a nutbag socialist slash commie whose family has very strong ties to the royal family in Qatar. And that's not a good thing. Governor Kathy Hochul embraced mayoral frontrunner Zohran Mamdani calling him eminently reasonable and claiming they'll find a way to cover the tab for his socialist dreams without raising taxes. Oh, I think his first plan was originally it was going to really tax the wealthy. And of course, he is one of those wealthy people. I don't know if he's ever had a real job. I'm not sure. Hochul offered her comrade in the Big Apple mayor's race a political lifeline during a news conference in Queens, telling reporters the pair would somehow scrounge up the funds for the Democratic nominee's top agenda items, such as universal child care. Now, look, there's people that don't pay much attention to politics that could vote for the guy because they really think they're going to get universal child care. And obviously, child care is hugely expensive. And I don't have to tell that to anybody who currently is paying for said child care. So if somebody promises, yeah, oh, yeah, they'll make it free, free for everyone. Yeah, it's hard not to say, well, yeah, I mean, that's we're direct beneficiary of that, honey. We should vote for that. I found him to be eminently rational and understands this is something that would take an act of the legislature and the governor to sign, Hochul said when asked if she thought she could bring Mamdani around to backing off his tax the rich plan. And so he wants to work with me on this, and we don't have the details flushed out. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, you'd be flushing the entire budget of New York. And they know it. They know it. These are not people who lack intellect. They lack logic and common sense, but not necessarily intellect. The moderate Democrat, Hochul, I guess, considers herself that. The moderate Democrat invited Mamdani to her event in the Astoria district that he reps as a state assemblyman, their first public appearance together since she officially endorsed him last month. And, you know, she was a little slow to come to the table for that. He stood with other officials behind Hochul at the Variety Boys and Girls Club of Queens, and she announced to do $5 million state grant toward the club's whopping $300 million expansion. Wow. Well, hopefully they're doing a lot of good work. $300 million for Boys and Girls Club? I'm so old, I remember when you could build a stadium for that. When Mamdani ducked out after sharing a hug and taking a selfie with Hochul, while taking questions, Hochul admitted that the two still aren't on the same page when it comes to Mamdani's full slate of $10 billion in proposed freebies. $10 billion. Yeah, yeah. New York's a big city. They collect a lot of money. But I can tell you, $10 billion in proposed freebies, it can't be done without raising taxes. And let me tell you, the people up there, especially the ones that make a decent amount of money, the ones that would be taxed the heaviest, it's like the straw that breaks the camel's back. It's getting that close. They're going to, well, they already did some polls, and their population is going to not be happy. More to come, 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner on the Bob Rose Show. It is 8:56 right now. And you're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.